We've been putting together this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
There is sort of an infrastructure, water infrastructure crisis that seems to be centered in eastern Kentucky that's going on right now.
No one's helping us get our water system under control.
Mary Cromer, Deputy Director of the Appalachian Citizens Law Center, and Nina McCoy, Chairperson of Concerned Citizens of Martin County, where insult has been added to injury, skyrocketing water rates despite either deficient water service or no water service at all. Cromer tells us that this thing that most of us take for granted, tap water, has become unaffordable for many.
Water is considered unaffordable if a household is spending more than 2.5% of its annual income on drinking water. And so that's what we're looking at, is that currently 45.8% of Martin County households are spending more than that on drinking water.
Meanwhile, community activist McCoy worries about the bigger picture, attracting business to boost the tax base and help the county become more self-sufficient.
Any company worth their weight that is going to in any way help a community would never want to come into a community where they didn't feel the drinking water was safe and affordable and easily accessible.
Mary Cromer and Nina McCoy on the drinking water situation in Martin County. Are you a working parent of school-aged children living in a dual-paycheck household? We ask because, as you no doubt know,
there is a huge mismatch between the school day and the work day.
When it becomes a high enough priority and we want to do something about it, we can.
Eastern Kentucky University professors Beth Polin, Business Management, and Richard Day, Education, on the question, why are school and work hours so out of sync?
About 60% of married couples with children have both parents who work. So this is not a small issue. This is an issue that is affecting many families in the United States and Kentucky.
Polin and Day on the hours gap between work and school.
Which raises an even bigger question of what is the role that schools should play in our society? Is it simply to educate our children, or is it more of a social issue that goes beyond simply just education?
And if you were with us last week, you may have heard this reminder from 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley.
Tom, there is no democracy without journalism.
Pelley, who recently published a memoir, is one of two journalist authors speaking November 16th at the Kentucky Book Fair. Joining him, the author of The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America.
I don't think it's appropriate for the President of the United States to refer to the press or any segment of American society as the enemy of the people.
CNN Chief White House Correspondent Jim Acosta, interviewed for Eastern Standard by former Herald Leader columnist Tom Eblin.
What would you do? Do you just sit there and take it? Do you sit there like a potted plant and absorb all of this abuse? Or do you stand up for yourself as a journalist? And what I have decided to do, and fortunately I've had the support of CNN throughout this process, you know, in those particular cases where the president is directing a lot of insults and hostility at me or at my colleagues, you know, I've decided that, you know, that is not something to take lying down.
Not taking it lying down has resulted in the book Acosta will discuss when he comes to Kentucky.
I want folks to read this book, think deeply about the kind of political climate that we're in right now, and ask yourself, is this the kind of country we want to hand off to the next generation?
Pelley and Acosta, this year's Kentucky Book Fair keynoters on November 16th at the Kentucky Horse Park. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.